The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Dear Media IRL is back, and we're showing up bigger, better, and louder than ever. Join us on May 4th in Austin, Texas for the ultimate live podcasting experience. Watch and learn from your favorite Dear Media hosts as they bring their insightful discussions from your headphones to the stage. Get ready to be inspired, entertained, and watch audio get a makeover. Tickets are on sale now at dearmedia.com/IRL. See you on May 4th in Austin, Texas.
Hi, it's Mariana, and this is the Life with Mariana podcast. In this episode, I'm talking to Dr. William Davis, and it is all about unlocking skincare through gut health. There is so much information in this episode. As he was recording this, I was like, I do so much of this, but there is so much that I still need to add to my routine, and it is a wealth of knowledge. There's a lot of things that he talks about and mentions in this episode, so I put it all in the show notes with links for you guys if you guys want to find it. But we talk about boosting collagen and why that's so important, the effects of sugar and modern wheat and what we're eating today, and about optimizing body composition, which is all about building more muscle and how muscle is important as we age. This is such a great episode if you're somebody who cares about gut health, your skincare routine, and all about the gut and the microbiome and how it really shows up in other areas of our body. So before we get into the episode, just a little life update for the week. And last week, we had a really fun pop-up in Los Angeles for our new Jet Lag Overnight Eye Serum. The serum is available now at summerfridays.com and at Sephora and our international retailers as well. And this is such an amazing texture, and the reviews so far, the comments, the videos, everyone that's been using it so far that has gotten it's like, this is my absolute favorite eye product. I look forward to using this at night. They love the texture. Angela Park is somebody that I follow on TikTok, and she's been using it for the past 5 weeks. She said she noticed at like about week two or three that her under eyes were so much smoother, and people started commenting on her TikTok videos and like really noticing that her under eyes look smoother too. So she was like, I'm so happy I can finally talk about this product now. So it was really fun to do that pop-up and meet so many of you guys that came to visit us over the weekend. And then we had the launch, and I got to spend time with my family and friends. And it's always so nice to have their support, for them to show up for me and the events that we have and support the brand and just really be so excited for each new thing we're working on. And so it was so nice to spend time with my mom, my dad, some of my cousins came, my best friend. And so that was a really beautiful time over the week. So jet lag is really all that's going on in my life update right now and is like my full focus at the moment. And so I hope you guys get a chance to try the product. And if you do, let me know. And now let's hear from Dr. William Davis. So I care a lot about skincare, and of course I make products for the outside of the skin, but I know for me, so much of what I put into my body shows up in my face. When I eat a certain way or don't eat a certain way, and how I really take care of my gut shows up in so many different ways in my body. So can you explain to us a little bit about the gut-skin axis?
It's a completely new world, this insight that what goes on in your gut has spectacular effects on your skin, both good and bad. The gut microbes have the power, for instance, to reduce wrinkles, increase moisture, increase dermal thickness, actually restore youthful dermal thickness. But it also, as you know, has the capacity to cause dryness, redness, lesions, rashes, rosacea, psoriasis. So there's enormous power. One of the great advantages is that there's a microbe we've lost. This is one of my things I've been working on for the last several years now. There's a microbe we've all lost because it's very susceptible to common antibiotics. So if you took, for instance, amoxicillin 20 years ago for an upper respiratory infection or a urinary tract infection, it killed off this microbe, Lactobacillus reuteri. Now, it kills other microbes, of course, also. But reuteri stands out as a species that has huge effects on skin. When you restore it, it boosts the level of oxytocin, the hormone oxytocin released from your brain, and that in turn increases dermal collagen dramatically. So we know that taking collagen, for instance, orally, increases dermal collagen, increases dermal thickness, reduces wrinkles. But restoration of this microbe, Lactobacillus reuteri, amplifies that effect dramatically. And that's what we saw in our clinical trials.
Wow. So after you take an antibiotic, what can you do afterwards to restore it? And is there something where you believe it's too frequent to be taking an antibiotic?
Yeah, antibiotic use is wildly out of control. Probably about half of all antibiotic prescriptions written are unnecessary. That is written for viral infections or other situations that are really not appropriate for antibiotics. the best thing someone can do to protect themselves during a course of, let's assume that course of antibiotic is indeed necessary. The most powerful thing you can do to protect yourself is to get a microbe, not a bacteria, but a fungus of all things, called Saccharomyces boulardii, which is a very close cousin of Saccharomyces cerevisiae. That's the microbe used to make wine and beer. But the boulardii species is better adapted to the human body. That's about the only place you find it. And what we do is a really fun thing. I make a sparkling juice out of it. So if you, let's say, use cranberry juice, you'll get effervescent cranberry soda by doing this. It's very easy. A capsule of a commercial product called Florastore, almost all big box stores carry it. Empty that capsule into any volume of juice, provided the juice has no preservatives, because preservatives are antimicrobial. So no potassium sorbate, no sodium benzoate. Cap the bottle and let it sit in your kitchen counter about 60 hours. Keep that cap loose, though, because you're going to see it start bubbling after about 24 hours because of the volume of carbon dioxide being made. And if you cap it too tightly, it will literally explode in your kitchen and make a real mess. So after 60 hours, there should be very little sugar left. So you're not getting the sugar that's present in the unfermented juice. And we consume about a quarter to a half cup several times per day during a course of antibiotics and after. There are other things you can do to protect your microbiome during a course of antibiotics, but that is by far the most powerful thing you can do.
Amazing. And if we don't have access to this, let's say we're traveling or on the go, or we need to grab something, are there other foods or supplements we could take that might be more readily available to us if we can't make this drink?
Well, people say take probiotics, but the current crop of probiotics are not very good because they're kind of hastily and haphazardly created. They're just slapdash collections of microbes. So we have to be careful about the probiotics we choose, but you could take a probiotic. You could, for instance, take that Lactobacillus reuteri, the preferred commercial preparation. A company I have no relationship with is Osfortis, BioGaia Osfortis. It has only 5 billion counts per capsule, which sounds like a lot. But when you play with microbes, a few billion is almost nothing. And that's one of the reasons why we ferment our microbes to get these super-duper high counts, such as 300 billion. In a yogurt we make. It's not yogurt. It looks and smells like yogurt, but we do that to get these very high counts. And that's the way we get smoothing of the skin, reduction in the fine wrinkles like crow's feet and smile lines. There's an increase in moisture and other effects. So in our clinical trial, we did something called, for instance, high-resolution skin ultrasound. We measured dermal thickness. So the evidence is quite clear. If you take something like collagen peptides or hyaluronic acid orally, you get about a 6-7% increase in dermal thickness over 90 days. When you fold in Lactobacillus reuteri with collagen and hyaluronic acid, you get more towards 15%, a doubling over 90 days, and thereby a much more dramatic effect on reducing skin wrinkles and crepey skin, et cetera, because you're restoring the collagen that you've lost or that you've damaged. That's very common, by the way, from sun exposure and from high blood sugars, by the way. Lots and lots of people, because we've been told silly things like cut your fat, cut your cholesterol, eat more healthy whole grains. That is a recipe for acceleration of skin aging, including the degradation of your skin collagen. So we have now a way to restore it. But the curious thing about all this is when you restore reuteri specifically, especially in combination with those other two things, collagen and hyaluronic acid, we stumble on a way not just to restore more youthful skin, but also more youthful shape and body composition. So the 25 ladies in our clinical trial, we asked them, don't change your diet, don't change your exercise program, just take these four things. And they did. And to my great surprise, they lost an average of about 3 inches off their waist, as much as 8 inches off their waist. But very little weight loss by believe what's happening, consistent with the animal evidence and my large anecdotal evidence, is this is a restoration of youthful muscle. You know, we lose about a third of our muscle as we age. It comes back. So not like Schwarzenegger type muscle, but youthful muscle, like the kind of muscle you had when you were 19 or 25. So even if you're 68 or 73, you regain lost youthful muscle. And it shows in the face too. I don't know if you ladies have heard this phrase, Ozempic face.
Yes, I've heard it.
So these are people who took one of those GLP agonist drugs to lose weight, and you do lose weight, but part of the weight loss. So if you lose 40 pounds, which is common, 10 of those pounds is muscle. Well, think about 10 pounds of lean beef, of ground beef on your kitchen table. So a lot of muscle. If you lose that much muscle, and those drugs are better for losing subcutaneous fat, fat below the skin, not for the more problematic form of fat in the abdomen, abdominal visceral fat. So that combination of losing facial muscle and subcutaneous fat in the skin makes you look 10 to 20 years older.
Oh, wow.
What we're seeing is the opposite. You lose abdominal fat, waist circumference, you regain youthful muscle, and you look 10 to 20 years younger. So we're seeing the complete opposite.
So about a month or so ago, I told you guys about L'Academy and my new role there, and I am so happy that you guys are loving the pieces so far. I love how versatile they are, whether I'm going to work or vacation or a party or no matter where I am, it's really like my own personal style. And not only does L'Academy have amazing pieces that I obviously love, but there are so many other brands available on Revolve's site. It is my go-to style destination, and I love telling my friends to go there because they really have so many things on the site. Whether you're shopping for date night, weddings, engagement parties, festivals or concerts or vacation shopping, or so many events and parties, they have so many items for literally any occasion you could think of. And I've got a new L'Academy drop coming out in April, so I cannot wait for you guys to see the new pieces that we are working on. And some of the pieces from the first L'Academy collection are restocked and available right now on pre-orders. So definitely go back and check those out if there was something that you had your eye on that sold out. Not only is there Academy, but there's 500 brands spanning high-end, emerging, and exclusive labels in fashion, beauty, and home goods. They have new arrivals daily, which is my favorite way to shop, and I'm always updating my Revolve link with my favorite things that are coming in, and their customer service is so good, and they have fast and free shipping and returns. I also love Forward, which is Revolve's luxury sister site. They have L'Academy available on there too, and they have all my favorite luxury brands like Bottega, Saint Laurent, Theroux, Burberry, and more. From last-minute trips to event dressing and seasonal refreshes, Revolve has you covered with fast two-day shipping and hassle-free returns, all on them. So go to revolve.com/Mariana today to shop my top picks for the season, and don't forget to check out the festival edit while you're there. It just dropped, and it is just too good. That's revolve.com/Mariana. One of the things you talked about a second ago was that when you're making the drink, you get rid of the sugar. And I know that sugar is really not great for our gut. So I know people have told us, but really, what is sugar doing to us and why should we really avoid it? And our natural sugars from things like fruits, okay?
Among the big effects is relevant to your interests. Is it glycates collagen? That is, the collagen in your body, whether it's in the dermal layer of skin or in your joint cartilage, or in the artery lining, or anywhere other organ. Collagen is uniquely susceptible to glycation, that is, glucose modification of its structure, and that makes it degrade and become disorganized. And that's why people get crepey skin. It's the breakdown of collagen. And so collagen is susceptible to that glycation. Every time your blood glucose goes above 100 milligrams per deciliter, which is normal, let's say you ate a bowl of oatmeal, and your blood glucose goes to 155, which is very common for a non-diabetic. You have just glycated the collagen in your skin and other joint and other areas, and you've accelerated aging, the breakdown of collagen. So one of the things we do is we never allow blood glucose to exceed 100. That's completely different than what your primary care doctor will tell you. He'll say, oh, Mariana, as long as your blood glucose doesn't exceed 200, you're okay. Is that true? No, it's completely untrue. What he's saying is you don't yet need insulin or diabetes drugs for your blood glucose. What he's not saying is he didn't tell you that you're allowing aging to accelerate, including skin aging and joint aging dramatically. So if your listeners are interested, one of the things we do is we get a blood glucose meter, very inexpensive, $20 or so at Target or Walmart or Walgreens. And you check a blood glucose just prior. It's a little finger stick. It's very easy. Finger stick blood glucose just prior to a meal, and then 30 to 60 minutes after the start of the meal. Not the 2 hours that my colleagues advise, because that's how you manage diabetes with drugs. We want to know what the peak glucose is. And that occurs 30 to 60 minutes after you start your meal. And we want nothing higher. So if you start at 90, we want 90. If you start 110, which is high, you want no higher than 110. You do that and you stop glycating collagen. So that's one thing people can do. Another thing that's become epidemic in the U.S. population is because of our overexposure to antibiotics and other things, glyphosate, the herbicide, stomach acid blocking drugs, chlorinated drinking water, on and on, long list of factors. We have damaged the microbiome. One of the effects has been we've allowed fecal microbes that are supposed to be in the colon, we've allowed them to ascend into the 24 feet of small intestine. This is called small intestinal bacterial overgrowth. By my estimation, 50% of the U.S. population has this. Well, when you have the proliferation of fecal microbes in the small intestine is very permeable. By design, that's where you're supposed to absorb amino acids and vitamins and minerals. But when fecal microbes invade the small intestine, when they die, they release a toxin called endotoxin. It enters the bloodstream. That's called endotoxemia. And that's how this microbial process in the small intestine can be experienced as redness, dryness, irritation, skin rashes like seborrhea, psoriasis, rosacea, and many others. So in other words, we now know that GI microbes play a major role in skin health and appearance. Another factor that occurs, when that phenomenon occurs, you've lost healthy microbes in the GI tract and they're replaced by fecal microbes, E. coli, Salmonella, Campylobacter, which may sound familiar, by the way, Mariana, because those are the species of food poisoning. So when you have this situation, you lose the beneficial species that produce something called butyric acid or butyrate, which is a fatty acid. That fatty acid's critical for skin health. People who have healthy skin have mildly acidic skin. People with skin rashes, acne, etc., have less acidic skin, about a tenfold difference, by the way. So when you have healthy microbes producing butyric acid, it acidifies the skin and makes it healthier. So that's just a short list of some of the ways that the GI microbiome has a major impact on skin health and appearance.
I wanted to get back to the beginning of this because you talked about checking your blood glucose and when to check it. So I have a home one that I do that I can prick with my finger. And I was considering doing one that goes into my arm, a continuous glucose monitor, just for a week or two, just to really see how the foods I'm eating are affecting my body. Do you think the finger prick at home is okay? Or do you think really just trying to have this on continuously could be helpful for people to really see how the food that we're eating is impacting us?
Oh, even better with a continuous glucose meter. So if that's in your budget and you don't mind getting pricked in the arm, that's a really handy way to do it. And it's very eye-opening. You'll see, for instance, foods you thought were okay are not. So every time that blood glucose goes above 100, you start to degrade the collagen in your body, especially in the skin, the dermal layer of skin, and the cartilage in your joints. So keeping your blood glucose at 100 milligrams per deciliter or less preserves the collagen in your skin, preserves the collagen in your knees and hips, and it helps you lose weight. It shrinks your waist. If someone starts as a pre-diabetic or diabetic, it actually reverses those conditions. So this device, a simple device, that is a glucose meter or continuous glucose monitor, are actually, they're used in clinical practice to manage diabetes. What they don't tell you is these are tools that reverse diabetes.
Wow, that's really amazing. I feel like I am trying to learn more about this, and I kind of eat the same foods every single day. So I think even if I wore this only for a few weeks, it would give me so much more insight, especially when you think about things that you drink. Maybe if you're getting coffee or something, how even those things can impact, you know, based on like the sugars or syrups or milks that they put into these drinks. One thing about me is I really love to air dry my hair. I really don't want to be so time consuming when I don't have to. I end up styling my hair a lot when I'm getting it done for events or I'm going to something. But in between, I really just want to make it really easy for me, and especially when it comes to frizz. I'd rather be booking like a spring break getaway to St. Bart's or watch something on TV in the time it takes me to do my hair. You're too busy to be frizzy. Grab Way's new anti-frizz cream. It's a lightweight cream that provides immediate frizz control that lasts up to 72 hours. For me, an anti-frizz cream is a really great way to save time in my hair care routine, so you can say I'm on my way and mean it. It's a Sydney-inspired North Bondi scent in here. It smells so delicious. It has notes of bergamot, Italian lemon, violet, and more. And for me, I really care about heat damage as well, so if I am styling my hair, anti-frizz cream helps prevent heat damage. Anti-frizz cream makes my hair look so good when I'm air drying it, so I did it for the first time. Not only did it look good the first day, but I slept on it and it looked really good the second day. It provides immediate frizz control that lasts up to 72 hours, plus heat protection up to 450 degrees. It helps to reduce and repair split ends while quenching dry hair with intense hydration. And according to a consumer perception study, 90% of participants agree their hair looked less frizzy. They also have amazing other products like their leave-in conditioner, detox shampoo, hair oil, and hair gloss. Frizz-free up your schedule with Way. Go to theouai.com and enter promo code Mariana15 for 15% off any product. That's theouai.com, promo code Mariana15. Speaking about food, I want to get into wheat because I want to talk about wheat belly and really what you think the consumption of modern wheat is today. And I know a lot of people are like, but I went on vacation. I went to Europe and I was fine when I was eating pasta or bread in another country. So why is it different what we are eating in wheat today versus what it used to be?
Well, if you looked at the modern wheat plant, it looks completely different. So we all think of wheat, right, as a 4.5 or 5 foot tall plant, amber waves of grain and all that. Well, in the 1960s, there was a very nice effort. It was well-intended. It was not evil. There's a lot of evil in agribusiness, but this was not evil. And these scientists wanted to increase yield per acre of wheat. It took thousands of genetic manipulations, but they succeeded in creating what's called high-yield semi-dwarf wheat. This is wheat that stands about 18 inches tall. It's short. It's stocky. It's got thick stalk, large seeds, large, long seed head, and it's biochemically completely different from what was traditional. It makes foods like donuts and bagels that look and smell much like the original thing, but it's biochemically completely different. And it has unique effects. So they didn't set out to screw with our health. They did it unintentionally. And among the effects was they amplified, they changed the structure, for instance, of the gliadin protein. People say gluten, but it's the gliadin within gluten. They changed the structure of the gliadin protein and made it a much more potent appetite stimulant. So you see this, when people consume wheat, appetite goes up, calorie consumption goes up. There's also more amylopectin. So the carbohydrate unique to wheat is called amylopectin A. It's responsible for raising blood glucose, thereby glycation, more than table sugar. And when that happens, not only do you glycate collagen, but you also cause insulin resistance. And that's the fundamental process that leads to dementia, heart disease, type 2 diabetes, and numerous other conditions. So, and then, of course, we're told by dietary guidelines, cut your fat and cholesterol, eat more healthy whole grains. That is a style of eating that virtually guarantees weight gain, type 2 diabetes, cognitive impairment, heart disease, and acceleration of skin and joint aging.
So overall, do you think we should limit the consumption and only have a little bit or totally go for a wheat-free diet and lifestyle?
You know, Mariana, what I saw over the years is that people who cut back fail. And I believe the reason is because of that gliadin protein. So the reason why gliadin, when you consume it from wheat and related proteins and other grains like the cecalin in rye and the hordein in barley and the zein in corn, these are proteins that humans are incapable of fully digesting. So if you ate an egg or a piece of pork, for instance, you break those proteins into single amino acids, and that's how you turn those proteins into hair and skin and eyes and all that kind of stuff. When you consume the gliadin protein of wheat and related proteins of other grains, you can't break them down to single amino acids. You break a lot of it down to 4 or 5 amino acid long peptide fragments. And these are unique. They have opioid effects and they penetrate into the brain and they stimulate appetite. So what I find is anybody who even just cuts back is still exposed to that opioid effect that amplifies appetite, and they can't help themselves. So I find that people who cut back more often than not fail. It takes a complete... Now, the good news is that we also reject so many other aspects of dietary advice. There is no need to reduce intake of fat, saturated fat or otherwise. We do avoid seed oils like corn oil and canola oil, but we don't avoid fats and oils. If you want bacon, go ahead and have it. If you want cheese, full-fat cheese, go ahead. If you're going to have a dairy product, make sure it's full fat or cream. If you're going to have meat, eat the fat. If you're going to have ground beef, make sure it's ground fatty beef, not lean beef. And so that alone, by the way, is extremely satiating. So combine the satiating effect of unrestricted fat intake and banishing all gliadin-derived opioid peptides from wheat and grains, and what you find is appetite is a thing you don't even experience anymore. You might feel that gnawing, desperate hunger of the low-fat grain consumer that makes people knock each other out of the way at the all-you-can-eat food bar. All that goes away. And you find that maybe you have breakfast at 10 in the morning, maybe a couple of eggs with some sausages, whatever. And then maybe by 4 or 5 in the afternoon, you might think, oh, I guess I should eat. It's a completely different experience.
Do you think that people should be gluten-free, grain-free, and eating grain-free things like breads and tortillas, chips, things like that? Is that okay? Or do you think that we should just eliminate this category as a whole?
We don't think of grains this way, but grains are very promiscuous. They trade genetics. For instance, rye, you know, rye looks and smells very different from wheat flour, right? But rye is almost genetically identical to wheat, very less than 1% difference in its genetic code. And that's because rye was originally a weed in wild wheat fields. And so grains share genetics to a huge degree. And so the best solution is to get rid of all grains, millet, sorghum, rice, oats, wheat. Now people say, well, what's left to eat? That illustrates just how brainwashed we've become, that the ultra-processed food industry has persuaded us that there's little else to eat besides things made from grains and sugars and salt. Go ahead, have an avocado, have 4 eggs, have meat, have green vegetables, have root vegetables. There's a ton of foods that have nothing to do with grains. By the way, got to be careful though. So the gluten-free processed food industry, very unscrupulous bunch of people. They know that when you replace wheat or related grains with cornstarch, tapioca starch, potato flour, and rice flour, you will cause extravagant weight gain, type 2 diabetes, you accelerate heart disease, dementia, breast cancer, and acceleration of glycation of collagen, thereby skin and joint aging. So we do not include gluten-free processed foods. Foods that are naturally gluten-free, like an avocado or egg, they're fine. But it's when the processed food industry gets in the picture and they try to sell you baking mixes and bagels and cakes made with gluten-free processed flours. That's when they damage health dramatically.
Yeah, there's a lot of gluten-free options now too. And then I'm looking and there's all these other ingredients that then go into it. And so I was really curious about that. So let's say you have a sample meal, breakfast, lunch, and dinner, something easy for people to have it's gluten-free, grain-free. What does a great plate look like to you?
Well, I can tell you what I had just yesterday. I'm not a gourmet chef, so forgive me.
Me either.
So I had 2 fried eggs. I put some salsa on top. I had some sliced ham with it. I like to include a fermented food in every meal. So I had some sips of that Saccharomyces boulardii juice, coupled with some other microbes and some kefir. I also think it's a good idea to include some prebiotic fibers and related things. These are things that nourish microbes in your GI tract. So it helps to add maybe a couple of tablespoons of black beans or other kinds of legumes to your omelet or to your breakfast. I didn't eat again till evening when I had a lasagna that I made. I used palmini strips for the noodles. And of course, I used ricotta cheese and mozzarella cheese and a low-carb tomato sauce and lots of herbs and spice like oregano and basil. And it was delicious. And I had that with a green salad with extra virgin olive oil. And I was full and satisfied. So you'll find that you're satisfied with less. Another interesting thing about the people who go wheat and grain free, besides getting much better skin and joints, is that your taste perception changes. You become acutely sensitive to sweet. You're going to eat almonds, for instance, find they're sweet. You're going to eat milk chocolate and spit it out because it's disgusting. It's disgustingly sweet. That's why a lot of us who even eat any chocolate anymore, because your sweet tooth goes away also. But in the early period when you still have a sweet tooth, most people can't tolerate anything less than 85 to 90% cacao chocolate because they can't stand the sugar anymore. So the experience of eating, Mariana, is completely different.
It is officially spring, and I'm so excited to start playing with color and prints in my wardrobe again. I'm a neutral girl, and I am totally getting into the spring season, and there are so many trends that I want to try myself, and I'm really thinking about things that I want to wear for years to come. And this spring, there is no such thing as too extra. Dive right into the maximalist trend with Macy's. They've got what to wear anywhere, like showstopper looks for front row seats at a show, and Macy's has the bright colors and mixed textures that command attention. We're talking centerpiece details like oversized ruffles, sequins, fringe, and so much more. I'm going to share a few of my favorites available at Macy's now. One thing that I love in spring, summer, and all year long are a statement pair of sunglasses. There's a couple pairs from Prada here that I love. There's one pair, it's called the Prada sunglasses. The numbers are PR26ZS, and they come in a couple different colors. A chic pair of sunglasses in black are definitely a staple that you can wear all year long. But if you want something a little bit more fun, there's also Tortoise, which is like a twist on a neutral classic. But they also have fun colors like white, orange, pink, and yellow. Check out your new fave styles at Macy's.com/ownyourstyle. I think I've changed my diet and I keep trying to improve things that I know are good for my gut health, my skin, all of these things. And that's really how I'm trying to eat now. But I know that one of the things that I'm trying to do in the process of this is body composition. And I know we talked about that earlier and how eliminating some of these food groups and making sure we're focusing on other things really can give us more of that youthful muscle back. And so why is body composition so important to us overall, especially as we get older?
You know what really makes the point? Is this awful, awful, awful experience that's wildly popular now with the GLP-1 agonists. These drugs like Wegovy and Ozempic and Mounjaro. So these are drugs, let's say you pay $12,000 for a year's worth of injectable drug, like maybe Wegovy. You lose 40 pounds, and that is true, you do lose a lot of weight. Of the 40 pounds, 10 pounds is muscle, as we mentioned earlier. Mm-hmm. Well, that means your basal metabolic rate, that is the rate at which your body burns energy for the work of living, like breathing and digestion, drops typically by about 25%, and it persists for many years. In other words, your basal metabolic rate, the rate at which you burn calories, has dropped dramatically. So you stop the drug because few people can afford that kind of money forever. You stop the drug. Of the 40 pounds, you regain 32 to 34 pounds, of which is nearly all fat in the abdomen. You're now more likely to be pre-diabetic, type 2 diabetic. Your risk for heart disease, dementia, breast cancer are all greater than they were at the start. And you've lost muscle. So even if you maintain low calorie intake and an exercise program, including strength training, you are guaranteed to regain the weight because of the drop in basal metabolic rate due to the loss of muscle. So preserving muscle during any kind of weight loss effort is critical. But how do you do that? So there's a very interesting NIH study just recent. They took people who are really, really big, BMIs of 50 or more, put them on a very low calorie diet over 6 months. And Mariana, 2 hours per day, 6 days a week of strength training and aerobic exercise. 2 hours a day, 6 days a week. Few of us want to do that. They did that for 6 months. They did lose a lot of weight, of which 23 pounds was muscle. So in other words, even though they included a lot of strength training, they still lost. So you cannot block that effect using conventional methods like GLP-1 agonists or cutting calories. So what I think we have now is a way to block the loss of muscle and even increase or restore youthful muscle, because we lose about a third of our muscle as we age. And I believe we can restore that muscle, giving you long-term control over weight so you don't regain the weight, and also the way you look, so that if you have muscle preserved in your face, in your shoulders, in your thighs, in your buttocks, you maintain a youthful shape and figure. So I have followers, for instance, who've done this, and I've got one lady in mind who's, I think she's 77. She's got the figure of a 35-year-old. That's what we're seeing.
One of the things that you mentioned earlier, too, when we were talking about ingesting collagen daily, you also mentioned hyaluronic acid. What type of hyaluronic acid can you take, and like, what's the best way to take this? Because I've actually never done this before.
Mariana, it's so interesting. So the reason why it's lost, why hyaluronic acid, as well as collagen, is lost from the modern dietary experience is because we've been told, cut your fat and cholesterol. That caused most people to abandon consumption of organ meats, even though your great-grandma would say, Mariana, oh yeah, we ate brain and heart and tongue and stomach and intestines. And those are organs rich in hyaluronic acid and collagen. And I see people doing things like this, buying boneless, skinless chicken breast. They throw away the collagen and hyaluronic acid. Well, restore hyaluronic acid. What's unique about hyaluronic acid is that most fibers in the human diet come from plants, right? Hyaluronic acid is a fiber also that comes from animals. There's no plant source of hyaluronic acid. When you consume hyaluronic acid orally, I know lots of ladies know about it being applied topically as a spot treatment, say, around the eyes. But I also point out to them, well, if you do that around the eyes, what happens to the skin on your neck or your thighs or abdomen? Nothing. So you have to take it orally to get body-wide effects. But when a woman takes hyaluronic acid, it gets deposited in the dermal layer of skin and binds water. Huge amounts of water increases moisture in the skin. Hyaluronic acid also stimulates the production of collagen. So it adds to all the things we do to increase dermal collagen. But it goes even further than that. Because it's a fiber, microbes in the GI tract consume it. They love it. And it blooms really beneficial species. Species you don't want to hear about, like Fecalobacterium presnitzii and Acromantia mucinophila and Lactosporacea. But you bloom those species, and you know what they do? They produce butyrate or butyric acid, that thing that acidifies the skin and discourages eczema, skin rashes, dryness, redness. So hyaluronic acid taken orally in diet or as a supplement is hugely effective for skin health as well as overall health, like reducing blood sugar and blood glucose and blood pressure and improving your mental and emotional state. So it's this thing neglected that is extremely powerful, restored. Now, the best form is probably high molecular weight hyaluronic acid, just like they inject into skin as filler or into joints as lubrication for your knee arthritis or hip arthritis. But it's a commodity product. You can get it for very, very cheap, $7, $8 for a bag for a couple of ounces or so. And we take 120 milligrams. That's the standard dose used in all the skin trials and all the joint trials. We have tried higher levels. It doesn't seem to add more when you take more. This is subject to update with new clinical trials. But right now, 120 milligrams, which is the equivalent of 4 pounds of sheep's brain. So a pretty confident amount.
That's a pretty big amount. But I definitely think I'm going to incorporate that into my diet because I feel like I'm doing a lot of what you said, but that one's definitely missing. I know you have a couple books, but I want to talk about Supergut quickly, who this is for and what we can learn in your newest book.
Well, it'll sound like I'm being a wise guy, but it's for everybody, because virtually all Americans have experienced massive disruption of the gastrointestinal microbiome, repeated courses of antibiotics, chlorinated drinking water, stomach acid blocking drugs, anti-inflammatory drugs, food additives like preservatives or emulsifying agents. All these things have massive effects on disrupting the microbiome. And that's why the microbiome of modern people looks nothing like the microbiomes of people who live in the wild, who are unexposed to such things as antibiotics. And so, I can't overstate just how important this is. So just with restoration of Lactobacillus reuteri, that one microbe we started talking about, one that's almost everybody has lost, you restore it, what happens? Well, because one of the effects is to boost oxytocin from your brain, you get this surge in the intensity of love and affection for the people around you. You reduce social anxiety in social situations. People say, I introduced myself to strangers in line for coffee at Starbucks. There's an increase in generosity. And my favorite, there's a reduction. There's an increased acceptance of other people's opinions. Those are all oxytocin effects. But there's the physical effects also. The increase in dermal collagen, smoothing of skin wrinkles, restoration of youthful muscle. I personally gained 13 pounds of muscle over 3 weeks, hardly going to the gym at all. What comes back? There's preservation of bone density. There's amplification of the immune system. So think about this, Mariana. Smoother skin, more muscle, preserved bone density, increased libido, increased testosterone and vaginal health. I think what we've found, and by the way, amplified by adding such things as collagen peptides and hyaluronic acid, I think what we found is a way to turn the clock back 10 or 20 years.
Wow. All of that sounds amazing. And I can't wait for everyone to read your book and learn more from you. So where can we follow you if we want to stay updated with all the things you have to teach us?
Well, of course, the Super Gut book. I have the awkwardly named website, drdavisinfinitehealth.com, that has several thousand blog posts. There's an inner circle, a membership inner circle, where we have prolonged conversations just like this, two-way conversations. People talk about how they're making this microbe or that microbe, and how do you do the collagen right, that kind of stuff. So it's I try to make things as accessible as possible. People get a little bit intimidated by making the yogurts, but it's so easy, Mariana. It's so easy. But you don't have to make the yogurt. It doesn't have to be dairy, by the way. I offer all kinds of other alternatives like coconut milk and other ferments. You can ferment salsa, hummus, all kinds of crazy things to get these microbes. But it's a new age. It's a new age in regaining health by manipulating microbes. And you may notice, Mariana, that all the things I've talked about are all things that have been lost from the modern experience. That is, rotari lost, collagen, hyaluronic acid lost from the modern diet. I didn't mention, but part of our program is vitamin D, because we work indoors. We wear clothes in public that cover much of the skin surface area. We supplement magnesium because we filter our drinking water, because modern water in rivers and streams has sewage and other things in it. So all we're doing is restoring factors lost from the modern experience.
Amazing. Well, all of this is so helpful, and thank you so much for coming on.
Oh, my pleasure, Mariana.
Thanks so much for listening, and be sure to subscribe to my podcast and rate and review, because it would mean so much to me. And follow me on Instagram at @Mariana_Hewitt to see what episodes are coming up next.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.